This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. The next topic is from the International Radio Report on CKUT in Montreal, Canada.
The FCC and the Justice Department are investigating covert Chinese radio network. The Federal Communications Commission and the Justice Department are investigating a California firm whose U.S. radio broadcasts are backed by a subsidiary of the Chinese government, officials said. Both investigations come in response to a Reuters report published on Monday that revealed the existence of a covert radio network, which broadcasts in more than a dozen American cities, including Washington, Philadelphia, Boston, Houston, and San Francisco. Based on the reports, the FCC will initiate an inquiry into the facts surrounding the foreign ownership issues raised in the stories, including whether the Commission's statutory foreign ownership rules have been violated, said FCC spokesman Neil Grace. The California firm is owned by James Su, a naturalized U.S. citizen born in Shanghai. Reuters reported Monday that Su's company, GNE Studio Incorporated, is 60% owned by a subsidiary of Chinese state-run radio broadcaster China Radio International. The FCC doesn't restrict content on U.S. radio stations, except for rules covering indecency, political advertising, and children's programming. But under U.S. law, the FCC prohibits foreign governments or their representatives from holding a radio license for a U.S. broadcast station. Foreign individuals, governments, and corporations are permitted to hold up to 20% ownership directly in a station and up to 25% in the U.S. parent corporation of a station. G&E does not own any U.S. station, but it leases two 50,000-watt stations, WCRW in Washington, for more than $720,000 a year, and WNWR in Philadelphia for more than $600,000 a year. Through a different set of limited liability companies, Su owns, co-owns, or leases virtually all the airtime on at least a dozen other U.S. stations. Those stations carry G&E content, which is produced largely by his West Covina, California studios or by the state-run China Radio International in Beijing. The news programs on these CRI-backed stations sticks closely to the Chinese government line on a host of issues, including the current military standoff in the South China Sea between China and the United States. Su's spokeswoman declined to comment Monday. In a September 16th interview with Reuters, Su said his radio network abides by U.S. law.
With an item of CKUT in Montreal, Canada, this was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.